This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 20th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is request for comment on the Commission's enforcement process. So we had a number of things happen in the Commission over the past several years regarding our enforcement process and a number of other processes here at the Commission. I think with regard particularly to this document, some of the discussion began at the House Administration Oversight hearing last November. And then we had a couple of public forums earlier this year where we discussed some of these issues and decided that there were at least several issues that we wanted to highlight to the public and request comment regarding the enforcement process. The Office of General Counsel is in the midst of drafting a new enforcement manual, and some of the questions in here may be relevant to that process. We welcome comments, as the document says, on the entire enforcement process, but the document is focused on eliciting comments on two particular areas. One, the pre-RTB process that the Commission does here, and RTB, as you know, is reason to believe. I almost forgot because we never say the full, we always say RTB, but whether or not the Office of General Counsel can look at other documents outside of the context of the complaint that's filed in a matter before recommending reason to believe to the Commission. So that's one set of questions that we have in the document. And the second set is regarding civil penalties. We've listed the opening offer amounts based on formulas previously approved by the Commission in this document, and we ask public comment on those formulas and if there are maybe other ways of looking at how to set the civil penalties here at the Commission. I want to thank in particular Commissioner Walther for working with us on this document. Really appreciate your help. You added a lot of very positive things to the document, and you're always it's always a pleasure to work with you on a lot of these procedures, so thank you very much. And thank you to OGC for refining the document as well. The document asks for comments by Friday, March 15th. Any other comments or questions? Is there a motion? Oh, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to be voting against the motion. I've got no issue with engaging with the public on issues about our enforcement. In fact, I was the first chair back the last time I was chair. What goes around comes around, including me. I was the first chair to convene a hearing at the agency on specifically on enforcement and to solicit public comment on it, so I don't have any problem with our doing that. I think we have some serious problems in enforcement right now, and I sadly do not believe that putting this document out for comment is going to fix them, but I would be happy to be proved wrong. So I will vote against this, but like I said, hope springs eternal.
Okay. Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the Chair noted, we've spent a great deal of time on new procedures over the past few years, some of which have been very useful to ensuring that our process is fair, which is important here at the agency. But I'm afraid that some of them have appear to be procedure for procedure's sake. And my concern, particularly with this document, is that we should not be focusing on the procedure to the exclusion of substantive changes that we should be making through rulemakings, and we sadly have not been able to focus on that. With respect to the document itself, I want to note and appreciate the leadership of Commissioner Walther in making sure that this document is even-handed, and there are a number of statements that I do agree with in the statement. For example, on page 34, it notes that the Commission recognizes that ADR tends to focus more on behavioral remedies, but the importance of securing civil penalties to modify behavior should not be understated. It also notes the Commission's practice of considering material not specifically referenced or included in a complaint is specifically supported by case law on page 11. So while there are some things that I agree with in here, it's more about the fact that we need to be focusing on substance. No one can say that the FEC's greatest failure is its lack of procedures or its unwillingness to listen to the regulated community with respect to procedure. I'm voting against this document because it's time to deal with substance.
Any other comments? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be supporting the document. I think that, as the Chair rightfully pointed out, I think that this is the latest stage in an ongoing process that the agency has had and going on for almost 10 years, where it periodically reviews its processes and its way that it's handling, whether it's the enforcement process, the advisory opinion regulation, the audit. I think that this has been a very healthy thing for the agency to undertake. I think that it's resulted in greater procedural fairness and greater efficiencies. And I think that these are in response to specific developments that have happened, as she mentioned, the hearing that was in the Committee on House Administration last year. And there are issues that have arisen frequently regarding what is appropriate and what is not. At the in the stage prior to finding reason to believe in the enforcement process, and also now that the civil our penalty schedules have gone public, I think that that's a subject ripe for continuing discussion as well. I don't think that this is meant to, and I certainly know the chair believes this as well, that this is not meant to distract or to undermine our ability to look at the substantive regulations that need to be done. But I think that these are important questions to ask. I think that the discussion has already gotten underway with the roundtables that we had earlier this year. And so I look forward to hearing what the public has to say on these particular issues and, in response to that, modifying whatever procedures may be necessary in light of those comments.
Thanks. Is there a motion or comment?
Madam Chair?
Oh, sorry, Commissioner Walther.
I'm going to support it. Agree with the Vice Chair that we are leaving on the table some important issues. And unfortunately, we don't always get our way on this commission. So we have to work on some of these that as they come to us. And I think the issues that are in here are very important, regardless of the fact that they're not all the issues that ought to be before the public in a specific way. Here and before, and hopefully, as the Vice Chair says, we'll be able to reach agreement on some of those as well. But I think whatever we can do is better than doing nothing, and I think these are important issues. I'm glad to see them subject to the debate. They're perennial issues that are thorny to all of us, so a fresh look never hurts to see what the public says, and if we can improve our process by education, great. There is a provision in there that I'd like to call the attention of the public, and that is the one that says other issues. And it says, the commission welcomes comment on other issues relevant to these enforcement policies and procedures, including any comments concerning on how the FEC might increase the fairness, transparency, efficiency, and effectiveness of the commission. With that statement, the public is free to comment on any aspect of our enforcement procedure that it would like to comment on, and I call that to everyone's attention so that hopefully we can, from this, get any input that any public or member of the election bar or people who are subject to our jurisdiction would like to make. And we can take that into consideration. The chair has agreed to that. I think it's worth doing, even though we can't agree on the specific areas that we've had deadlocks on and concerns about in the past.
Thank you. Chair, motion or any other comments? Commissioner McGann?
I move adoption of agenda document number 12-89.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes 4-2. Thank you very much.